The circuit breakers that could not stop stock prices from falling hard in China today, with U.S. markets taking it hard in early trading. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. China's stock market plunged today. Trading was stopped amid major losses. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz watched developments unfold in Shanghai today, starting with Chinese authorities allowing the currency, the yuan, to drift lower, taken by many as a sign of weakness.
The country's central bank fixed China's currency to a weaker level for the fourth day in a row. And so 10 minutes after trading opens, the market plunges 5%, triggering a circuit breaker that halted trading for 15 minutes. But it had the opposite effect. Instead, it gave traders more time to organize their sell positions. And when the market reopened, it took less than 5 minutes for the index to fall another 2%, triggering a final circuit breaker that ended trading for the day. You know, in total, there were 14 minutes of trading on the Shanghai Exchange today, making it the shortest trading day in Chinese market history.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. The key stock index in Shanghai closed down nearly 7% today. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong, where more established companies trade, fell 3%. And in early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 1.2%, similar percentage drops for the S&P and the NASDAQ Composite Indexes. On the Dow, it was like 200 points or so in early trading. Fears about China are driving the impulse to sell off stocks around the world. But is it market psychology, people running scared? Or is there a macroeconomic story underlying this? The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, told me that it's a bit of both.
There's a great deal of uncertainty about what really is the underlying macroeconomic situation in China. The fact that investors don't really know for sure is making them a little bit more susceptible to financial market contagion. We've had the most recent figures suggest the Chinese economy has been growing at a rate of close to but below 7%. Those figures, as you well know, David, have been widely criticized as being a work of fiction. But the question really is just how much slower are things moving really? And there's a minority of economists out there who think that the Chinese economy is actually contracting, never mind not growing as quickly as it was. I think international investors are sensitive to any kind of sign that suggests, that reminds them of that underlying uncertainty.
The economics correspondent for the BBC, Andrew Walker. TV ads usually come in 15, 30, sometimes 60-second bites. Now Turner, the cable company with channels like TNT, TBS, CNN, Cartoon Network, wants to add commercials that are 2, even 3 minutes long. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
So why move away from 15 and 30-second TV spots, the bread and butter of TV marketing? Dan Reese is Executive VP of Content Partnerships at Turner.
TV advertising works extremely well for advertisers. It sells products. We think for consumers, we have some work to do.
In other words, product pitch after product pitch after product pitch, it's annoying.
I think television viewers have become very jaded and very used to being able to avoid commercials.
That's Tim Hanlon. He's managing director at FTI Consulting. He says Turner's plan here,
in many respects, it's kind of everything old is new again.
The early days of television were filled with sponsorships, longer, more integrated ads that felt like part of the show. The challenge for Turner and advertisers like Subaru and Intel, who are trying out the model, is to create ads that aren't just longer, but more compelling, so we don't head to the fridge or the bathroom the second they come on. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
So stocks going down today after a year where the S&P 500 seemed to just run in place. But we always need to remind ourselves that when it comes to a portfolio, it's not that our mileage may vary. It always varies. Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is here. Morning, sir.
Morning, David.
So stocks went nowhere in 2015. That's the easy thing to say. But if you picked right...
If you picked what are known in Wall Street now as the FANG stocks, you did extremely
well. F-A-N-G, FANG. It sounds a little menacing, but what is that?
It's Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, And Google, those four stocks accounted for the entire gain in the S&P for last year, actually more than the entire gain.
Okay, so if you were smart enough to pick those babies, you would have made some money. What does that tell us about the stock market?
Well, it tells us really nothing. It tells us how sometimes you look at these broad market indices and it all seems boring, but then you look a little deeper and you see stuff that's fun. You find the FANG, you discover that for the S&P, the growth stocks last year were up not badly, which is not what you would expect in a time when everyone is scared, and the value stocks, which are defensive, were down. It's not supposed to be this way, but it does give us something to do, and it's fun.
And while you're here demolishing other gross generalizations, how about the bond market? What a mess in 2015.
Well, in fact, if you owned the entire bond market, you roughly broke even. But if you owned long-term bonds, you got whacked, especially long-term corporate bonds. And if you owned municipal bonds, the most boring thing in the world, those actually, you made 3.3%. On everything else, you lost money.
And with inflation relatively low, at least on paper, that's an okay return. Now, what does all this mean? Will this help us in any precise fashion pick investments here in 2016?
Not in the slightest. But that's the point. Go back a year ago. Did you have anyone on this program saying, I love the FANGs? I don't even think the acronym existed.
No, in fact, they were saying tech stocks are probably in for a correction is what they were saying a year ago.
In other words, a decline.
Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And the parent company of Macy's and Bloomingdale's is cutting as many as 4,800 jobs, nearly 3% of its workforce, after a lousy holiday season. Online shopping is part of this. So is the weird warm weather in many parts of the country, meaning people didn't want to think about buying winter clothes. With news of the layoffs, Macy's stock was up in early trading. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.